Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into, well, the financial plumbing behind the AI boom. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
It really is. We're looking at how these tech giants, think Meta platforms, are funding absolutely massive capital spending. You know, the data centers, the hardware.
Right, the CapEx. And there's this clever financial maneuver happening. They seem to be turning this really volatile spending
into predictable operating expenses, or OPEX.
Exactly.
It's a move designed, really, to keep the public markets happy.
Happy, but maybe not fully informed. Our mission today is to unpack that sort of public but opaque strategy and the systemic risks it might be creating.
Precisely. See, investors, they value stable OPEX models. Big CAPEX spikes, that makes earnings jumpy, scares the market. So converting it looks good.
But it hides the liability.
That's the core issue. It hides the underlying financial commitment.
Okay, so let's get into the how, the mechanism. That Meta Blue Owl joint venture, around $30 billion is a key example, right? How do they actually hide this debt?
They use something called off-balance sheet special purpose vehicles, SPVs.
Okay, like separate little companies.
Essentially, yes. Legally distinct entities set up just to hold the assets, like the data centers, and crucially, the debt associated with them.
So Meta pays a fee.
A leasing fee, yeah. Which shows up as nice, predictable OPEX on their books. The SPV holds the actual asset and the big loan.
And that's why people mention Enron. Not actual fraud, but the structure.
Exactly. It's about the obfuscation, hiding liabilities from plain view. That structure itself creates a potential systemic risk because the full picture isn't clear.
But if it's not criminal, why the alarm bells? What's the real danger hidden in there?
It comes down to one critical, very opaque piece. The residual value guarantee, the RVG.
Residual value guarantee, okay.
This is the absolute linchpin. Think of it like a giant insurance policy, but the exact size isn't public. It's buried in footnotes, maybe a press release.
And what is it guaranteed?
Meta basically promises the lenders, the ones funding the SPV, a capped cash payment. That's the language usually used. If the asset, the data center, fails or, more likely, becomes obsolete faster than expected and its value tanks.
So Meta is backstopping the loan.
Without putting the loan directly on their balance sheet, this guarantee is the contingent liability. It's massive, potentially, but unquantified publicly. That's what makes the lenders comfortable enough to fund the SPV in the first place.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting then. The partner taking on this risk alongside Meta is Blue Owl Capital.
Yeah.
Now, they're founders. They're like Wall Street royalty, right?
Some definitely have that reputation. Big names.
Yet the firm itself seems to carry some, well, counterparty risks. What should you be watching with Blue Owl?
Well, you hear about past internal stuff like the SPAC merger, founder disputes, but honestly, the most relevant flag, I think, is current.
What's that?
There's an ongoing shareholder investigation right now into their main lending business, their BDC arm. The accusation is making misleading and incomplete financial disclosures. Now, if a company is facing questions about transparency in its core business,
it definitely raises questions about how transparent these huge, complex guarantee deals are.
Precisely. It suggests a potential pattern, maybe a comfort level with opacity that mirrors the structure we see in the Meta deal.
So we've got financial opacity risk, and then there's the systemic risk angle. Analysts are talking $1.5 trillion needed for AI infrastructure.
Yes, staggering numbers, comparable to the CapEx poured into fiber optics back in the 90s telecom bubble.
Which led to the dark fiber problem loads of unused capacity when the bust came.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fear here sort of dark data centers?
That's the analogy, yes. You have these 25-year debt structures financing assets data centers that could become technologically obsolete much, much faster, maybe in 5-10 years, leaving you with dark, useless data centers by the 2030s, but the debt remains.
And there's a geopolitical layer, too.
There is. Blue Owl, like many financial firms, uses offshore entities, places like the Cayman Islands. But more pointedly, they have a formal strategic partnership with the Qatar Investment Authority, the QIA.
Qatar's sovereign wealth fund.
Yes. So you have a foreign state entity helping to fund critical U.S. AI infrastructure through this complex, opaque financial structure. It introduces non-financial risks, geopolitical considerations into the mix.
Right. All operating in what feels like a regulatory blind spot.
Largely, yes. It's fueling this kind of hidden private credit bubble built on these obscured guarantees and rapidly evolving technology. The risk isn't necessarily outright fraud like Enron. It's more of a systemic vulnerability.
A vulnerability from aggressive financial engineering, obsolescence risk, and maybe opaque foreign investment.
That captures it well. It's the combination.
So wrapping this up, what's the single biggest question for you, the listener, to consider here?
It really boils down to that residual value guarantee, the RVG.
The hidden insurance policy.
Exactly. The true measure of Meta's actual risk and the systemic risk is the precise monetary cap on that guarantee. How much are they really on the hook for if things go south?
And that number isn't public.
It's tucked away in private placement documents somewhere, but its size determines everything. Did Meta cleverly transfer the risk, or did they just hide a massive synthetic guarantee that could detonate in the next downturn?
Finding that number, that's the key the market still needs. That's the linchpin. Something to think about.